This is the BBC.
Here is today's Scott Mills Daily. Enjoy it. Chris and Adele Roberts get a total soaking on Tuesday's innuendo bingo. Some excellent advice if you're going speed dating anytime soon. And is there a special code word for when Donald Trump is having a lie down with the First Lady? Find out on Real or No Real with Charlie Slough. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. I'm very excited by Katy Perry's social media today.
Why? What's going on?
Why? She's just confirmed to play the Grammys, so that's her first live performance for ages. And then she just put a new picture up, and she's like a vision in pink. She looks stunning, to be fair.
Just done a little freshen up.
Just a little freshen up. Yeah.
I need to do that as well. You know where you've had the same profile picture for a while on cover photos, and seasons change, and it looks kind of weird. Then, you know, when you say you've got a really summery one, but it's winter time.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying she's done?
I'm feeling that there is new stuff are coming, and she's just getting us ready for it. She says, new life, who dis? The difference being that yours probably, I don't know, but probably not retweeted 710,000 times in the last hour.
No. You're right, this is what artists do now. It happened with Ed Sheeran as well. They sort of spruce up Twitter, Instagram, that kind of thing in preparation. It's like, get their house in order.
Yeah, like when the blue screen stuff appeared for Ed Sheeran, it's like, it's been a while, but I'm coming. And I totally think that's what's happening. Hope you're good this afternoon. Adele Roberts, off of Early Mornings on Radio 1, we've woken her up, and she's going to play Innuendo Bingo at 1:45 today. It's always good when Adele's on. And get her recently hanging out with royalty. Yeah. Who else gets to do an egg and spoon race with Prince Philip?
I don't know if it was exactly that happened, but yeah, she's been knocking around with royalty, isn't she?
Yeah, that's not what happened, but we'll get into it at 1:45. Hanging out with the royals. And also, Charlie Slough is on at 3:40 today for Real or No Real. Another round of bangers as well.
Scott Mills.
Do you remember last week we were talking about how increasingly on the app that rhymes with WhatsApp, people are doing voice notes now more and more?
Yeah.
People just can't be bothered to text it out.
Yeah, we were going to start doing that, actually, weren't we? Didn't really do it so much.
Normally, they're about, like, I don't know, 20 to 30 seconds, a minute max, right? Mm. I don't know whether this is a mistake and someone's just sat on their phone or something. But I've just had one, a voice note, which is 13 minutes long.
Yeah.
Now, that's ridiculous.
Well, is that, or are they reading you a book or something? Do you request this kind of thing in the evening?
No, I don't.
Well, that's a business idea, isn't it? So someone can get in touch and I'll just read a book to them.
Yeah. Well, on VoiceApp.
Yeah, do like a 13-minute long sort of monologue. That's not a bad idea. Yeah, what do you think's happening? Is it from a famous?
I can't bear to actually listen to it. It's really stressing me out. 30 minutes is way too long for that.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
And then it just finishes. What do you mean?
It sounds like Hitler when you've lost a computer game. You know, at the end.
Okay, Tiny Temper and Tanaje, text from your ex on BBC Radio 1. Since we printed out cringe lyrics in songs over the last few shows, people are listening to Radio 1 in a completely different way now. And for that, I apologise. Luke said, you've just done another one. Massive cringe in Katy Perry. Shorty's heart is on steroids because her love is so strong. Yeah. That's pretty bad by Juicy J. Still not as good as this from Usher, though. It's going down on R3, I bag you like some groceries. It's going down on R3, I'll bag you like some groceries.
Scott Mills.
Adele Roberts, hi, hun.
Hi, Scott Mills.
Did we wake you up from asleep?
No, you know, I had a quick one today. Only an hour.
An hour?
Power charge, yeah.
Wow. You just plug yourself in there, don't you, when you're doing that show? And it's get your battery a little bit higher. You're probably on about 24 now, aren't you? 24%.
Yeah. Nearly out the yellow, low battery mode.
Yeah. Can you get to sleep easily?
Do you know, I am quite good at sleeping now. Yeah. I don't mind sleeping
Standing
anywhere.
Standing up.
I can sleep anywhere after doing that show.
Train.
For five years! Now, Adele is the loveliest, most down-to-earth presenter, I think, in the whole of Radio 1.
Oh, wow.
Very talented, but very, very down to earth.
Mm.
However, Chris, given recent events, I'm surprised she's here gracing us with her presence today.
Yeah, talk to us about the royalty then.
Tell us what's happening, please.
I felt like this was a dream. When I woke up on Monday, I totally forgot this had happened. So on Sunday, I'm doing the marathon for a charity and it's headed up by the three Ps. So the three principals,
yeah.
Or the TRHs. So William, Kate and Harry,
oh!
The Royal Highnesses. And so they got us to a running track in London on Sunday and got us to do some warm-ups for the marathon and do some training and a special relay race. So they popped over and said, right, we'd like to put you on a team with Paula Radcliffe and Kate. Is that okay? Yeah, that's fine. That's all right. That's totally normal.
It's insane.
Yeah. So weird, so surreal. And Harry was on a different team with Nick Bright. And apparently Harry had turned around to Nick Bright and said, I'm going to win this, because somebody had come to us at the start and they were like, doesn't need to get nasty. Just take it gently. Just have a nice run. We're not getting competitive. And Harry had turned around to Nick Bright and said, I'm going to beat William because he runs like Phoebe from Friends. He actually said that.
To be fair, I did see some of the footage of William running. It's dad running, yeah.
Do you think you could have beaten him, Scott?
I could have had him, yeah.
He did have a fashion trainer on. That's the mistake he made.
Harry
turned up with like near spikes on, yeah. And William went for a fashion trainer.
He's got his Stan Smiths on, has he?
And what was your team talk like?
Kate was just like, right, come on, let's just try our best. We were mostly girls as well, so I feel like we had a little bit of a disadvantage. We did have Paula Radcliffe, but Kate was just like, try and stay in your lane, because Paula's used to running on roads because she does marathons, so she doesn't have to stay in a lane. So she said to Paula, try and stay in your lane. So Paula's like, okay,
no problem. Team talk with Middleton. Yeah, yeah. And away from the training talk, was there any small talk?
Not really. I don't really know what to say to Kate. It feels weird calling her Kate, so I don't really know what to say.
Bezzy.
Yeah.
So. Did you have to curtsy when you raced against her? Well, I suppose you were racing with her, weren't you? You don't have to do anything for the other. I mean, it seems odd that you can beat a royal at running. Do you know what I mean? I wouldn't have thought that's allowed.
Yeah. Well, we had to high five. That was the baton. You had to high five. And it's just weird. You don't want to high five Kate Middleton.
That's so weird.
Yeah. And you don't want to miss.
Also, I don't know whether you know, but... William does regularly listen to Adele's early show on Radio 1, just saying, you're so in there, aren't you? Love it. Good luck with the marathon as well. I know it's a while away yet. But
thank you, Scott.
You love to put yourself through a physical challenge, don't you?
I've changed a lot, yeah. This time last year, very much on the sofa. Mm. This year, out running.
How is the training going? Good.
Each week, it's the furthest I've ever run, so I surprise myself every week. And as long as we can keep that going, hopefully we'll be okay on the day.
Yeah. You've only just finished doing your blooming bodybuilding documentary.
Yeah.
Love it. Scott Mills. Can someone remind me not to multitask in future? It never works out for me.
Trying to Snapchat.
Yes. I'm just trying to tell people that it's about to be on Radio 1. There we are, it's sent. My story, all good. All right, Adele Roberts is here, and we're going to play Inuit Bingo. Let's get wet.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Okay, are we ready?
Yes.
To be honest.
Yes.
Yes. To be honest, this is, out of all the achievements you've done recently, this is probably one of the easiest.
I was going to say this is the pinnacle, but also quite easy. Yeah, right, I'll enjoy this.
Yeah. Some people get really scared by Inuendo Bingo, you know, when they haven't played it before.
If you could convince one of your royal friends to come play, that could be
good. That would be good.
That would be good.
All right, I'll work on that.
Chris, tell everyone who you actually seriously told me you think should be on Bingo the other day and why couldn't we get him?
Well, it's a few different people. Do you mean Obama?
Yes.
Yeah. No, I've said, well, why not?
Not going to happen, is it?
Why? He's
got free time now.
No. But is that kind of ambition... that will limit you in life, Scott.
Not
lack of ambition.
Dream big.
To the point.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Yeah. Okay, so, water, please.
Okay.
First, on Innuendo Bingo today, we're going to Antiques Roadshow. And the team have stumbled across a vintage item which somebody has brought along from Victorian times. But something that could still be used today, especially in these cold winter months that we're experiencing right now.
It's something a little bit different.
It's a Queen's muff.
It is.
We think of, obviously, the ladies who wore that... Is that right? The muff was worn...
To keep the hands warm.
So like it was like one long sleeve, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, you could still use those today.
You could, actually. Fit for a queen.
It's a Queen's muff.
Okay, more water, please. Mm-hmm. Adele, you can be more generous with the water in your mouth, do you know what I mean? Q. QPR versus Norwich now on Five Live, where they have an incredible skill of being able to paint the most beautiful pictures with words. And it seems like the rumours about Christopher Samba are true.
That was a much better ball from Terapt. On the right-hand side, it allowed him to curl the ball away from the goalkeeper. Christopher Samba hung like a basketball player.
Sorry, what sport was that? Was that football?
Yeah. Hung like a basketball player.
Christopher Samba there.
Okay.
Okay, then. More water. And another favourite from last week now, courtesy of radio soap opera The Archers on BBC Radio 4. A perfectly normal conversation down on the farm between the two characters until one of them gets slightly startled.
Nice afternoon for it.
Yes, though I'm not sure if it's going to last.
I should make the most of it then.
Yes. Oops.
You OK? Oh,
his girth's a bit loose. I'd better just check.
Sorry, did I get you in the face?
No,
sorry.
No, it's all allowed.
that's the game, Adele,
it's
you know?
It's all on.
No. His girth's a bit loose.
Girthy sheep there. Water, please.
Go.
Lots of it.
Great hashtag.
Hashtag. Hashtag girthy sheep.
Is that a tooth in there?
What?
There is a tooth in
there. There's a tooth in the bin.
Are you joking?
No.
Whose tooth fell out during In Your Bingo? Check yours, please.
Do you remember when they used to force hashtags on TV shows?
They still do.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
Girthy sheep.
I'm really disturbed that there's a tooth in the In Your Bingo bin, by the way. Is there anyone else or just me? Mm. Water, please. Next, it's Come Dine With Me on Channel 4. Whose tooth is it? Really stressing me out. Lose a teeth during any of the bingo, do you? How loose are your teeth?
Oh!
Did you just mesh yourself, Adele?
Yeah. Over the back of my head.
Okay, good.
Chris. Okay, on second.
It's a good trick if you can do it. Now it's time for Come Dine With Me on Channel 4. And this contestant is preparing something that he thinks will be a huge hit with his dinner guests, despite having a slight aftertaste.
Oh, it tastes like a party in your mouth and everybody's come in.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, water, please.
Very good.
Staying with Come Dine With Me now, and here's contestant Simon with one of our favourite clips from last week. As you can hear, Simon's also in it to win it.
So I've gone for three quite gooey cheeses. So I'm hoping that, you know, the nice cheese will ooze out of my balls later to make them all smile.
They won't be expecting that.
No.
During dinner as well. Water, please. Now we're going over to BBC Radio Humberside. And this lady is the talk of the county, which is why she's a special guest on their breakfast show. You might need to reload on this one, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Listen to the unusual offer from the presenter of the show at the end of the clip.
How many rabbits have you got?
Two.
Two
house, right. House rabbits, yeah. But they are big rabbits and they do eat a lot.
Do they?
And they love broccoli.
Well, do you want me to pop round and shove a cucumber through your letterbox?
You know, like...
I didn't see that one coming. You didn't. I thought it was going up one alley and it was another.
And then it goes down another route.
Yeah.
Well, do you want me to pop round and shove a cucumber through your letterbox?
Radio Humberside breakfast show there. It all happens. Water, please. A classic now from Match of the Day. And here's former Netherlands player and now pundit, Clarence Seedorf. Clarence Seedorf. Here's Clarence sharing some tips on how he stayed at the top of his game for so many years.
Yeah, he's worried. He's worried with the players behind him, and if you want to help him, he needs to come in his face.
Right. Hardly worth it, was it? Next, we're going to. Next, we're going to Countrywise on BBC Two. Water, please. Mm-hmm. Now, this would definitely make your outside space stand out from the rest. I'm getting me one of these in my garden.
The garden's oldest and most spectacular resident isn't Himalayan at all, but North American.
Wow, well, I heard you had a giant sequoia, but this is really impressive.
Yeah, but it's girth. That's the most important thing.
Okay, well held, everyone there. Well, well held. Now, it's Wanted Down Under on BBC Two. And Craig has gone for an odd choice to try and persuade his family to stay in Australia and not move back to the UK. They're just arriving now.
It was Craig's last chance of convincing the family.
This is what I expected.
Wow. It seemed the hose had finally arrived.
Yeah, they've arrived.
That's a good one.
To persuade them not to go back to Australia. The Ho family, of course, there.
It seemed Thank the you. Hose great had game. Finally arrived.
That was a great game. Thank you very much, Adele Thank Roberts, you. For today's Innuendo Bingo.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Murray on Twitter and a few other people saying, can we just get back to whose tooth is in the Innuendo Bingo bin, please? I know, it's a mystery. Right, you've checked yours, you've got all yours, yeah?
Yeah, my teeth are fine. Matt also, Edmondson was on last
Matt
week.
Matt Edmondson, no, he'd look after his teeth, wouldn't he?
He flosses 15 times a day.
Not true. Does he?
Yeah, just when he's walking out and about, just flosses away.
What, when he's on that little scooter thing?
No, I don't know that, but it's the kind of thing I can imagine him doing, maybe.
Yeah. He would definitely floss, yeah.
He's a flosser. No, there's nothing wrong with that.
And then we've got Busted. So Matt, James, Charlie from last week could be one of them. I'll text them, ask if they've got any teeth
what
missing.
What are you going to word that text like?
I don't know. Did you lose any teeth on last week's Innuendo Bingo? Also, loads of people checked their teeth when I said, check your teeth, everyone. It's definitely not one of yours, don't worry.
Scott Mills.
Kurt Smith's been on, saying I'm a little bit worried about how clean the Innuendo Bingo bin is if there's been a tooth in there since last week. It's not clean.
No, but the tooth thing's a bit random, isn't it?
I know. Amy's been on going, boys are so gross. Does this not disgust you that there's been a tooth in there since last week?
It is. Well, no. No, we've not previously... It used to be worse,
it's been
the
worse
situation here. The bin is actually a decent step up.
And also...
Do you remember the old sheets?
Oh.
Do you remember, like, I'm saying a couple of years ago when we found something in the sheets?
Yeah.
And it caused a real problem here.
Yeah. Actually,
a real problem.
We refresh the sheets quite a lot now on Innuendo Bingo, which never used to be the case. They used to absolutely reek. Do you remember? And then we found that thing. Oh, rank. Also...
How did it get there?
I don't know.
That's the strangest thing about
it. We never got to the bottom of it, did we? Finn's been on saying, if the tooth belongs to Matt Willis, can I have it, please? Valentine's gift for the girlfriend sorted. Can I give one of Busted's teeth to your girlfriend?
Scott Mills.
I love it. Love Atlantis. I would like on Radio 1. That cheeky Mike and he plugging his album there. Max says, they are banging. Everyone should check them out. The album is good. Also, Hayley says, I love this band. Ali says, I love that version of I Would Like, Love Atlantis. I like that Mike did Under Your Sexy Body using the Zara Larsson machine, which they've obviously borrowed.
Yeah. It's quite cool, isn't it? Because I like the idea of him being sat at home, having to kind of record that, ready for the live lounge. Under your suction border.
Now, what we've done is, just after they did that live lounge earlier, we popped in and asked to borrow in the machine.
Yeah.
And they said yes. They were like, oh, why are you here? We're like, well, we want to say congratulations on a great live lounge and also give us the machine.
Mm.
So Chris has got it with him now.
So it's great. So I can talk like this normally. Mm. And then you can press a button.
Right, do the Zara Larsson one.
Under your sexy body.
Just one button. That's all it takes.
It's so good, isn't it?
Do you want to add some to songs that don't have them in? There's not that many of them, but there are some.
Yeah, I'm happy to play with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I like a banana, if I like a banana, Whenever she comes around, whenever I have a chance.
Scott Mills.
Liam and Chorley, please stop using that Zara Larsson machine. Under sucks body. Didn't really work. Massive fail on the Ed Sheeran one there, mate. Do it on something that wouldn't normally have that voice on it. Let me see. I've got Catfish and the Bottom End coming up.
A sneaky one.
Try
on
it
there.
On that, I think.
This one last time.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Olivia.
Hi.
Are you in Hull?
I'm not in Hull, I'm in Manchester, but I'm from Hull.
Okay, home of Radio 1's Big Weekend. Are you excited?
Yeah, I am. I'm going to apply for tickets.
Do that. Make sure you do. Okay,
what are you up to at the moment?
I've been to uni this morning and I'm just chilling this afternoon. I've got the afternoon off, so...
Nice. Okay. You normally listen to bangers, and who do you normally pick?
I normally listen on the podcast, and I normally do pick Chris.
Yeah.
He usually goes for the better music.
That's fine. A lot of people say that and end up switching when it comes to their turn to choose.
Oh, we'll see, won't we?
Must be a bit weird on the podcast when you listen to bangers, because there's no element of control at all. It's like,
because yeah, want to go back.
It's always really happened. Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
You just get the tip of the song as well. On the podcast, of course.
Yeah, you don't get the whole song, so when it's a tune, you can't listen to it.
Oh, yes, you're going to love it today. You get to hear the whole thing, whoever you choose.
Okay, Chris, you go first today. What's your offering?
This is a good one. Right, this is my choice for you, Olivia. Tune, Pushing On. This is Oliver Dollar and Jimmy Jules.
Nice.
You like this one, Scott?
I do, actually. Where's Oliver Dollar now? Where's he to?
Where's he to? Good choice, eh?
Really good, I like
so
that.
So what have you got? You're 1-0 up.
I've got this. Let the sunshine, Oh, yes. It's dark, it's cold, it's meh. It's Tuesday, it's February. Let's get a bit of sunshine with Labyrinth. Let the sunshine.
Oh, I really want my song to win, but this is one of my favourite songs ever.
Is
weirdly.
It?
Yeah, weirdly enough, it's. I don't know why.
Have you never chosen it?
Maybe.
Mm. Okay.
Wish I had.
Over to you, Olivia.
They're both big, big tunes. They're both really good songs. I'm not. It's normally an easy decision, but. They're both really good songs.
Oh, no. What are you going to do?
I still need to sell mine. Mine's a proper banger, Olivia.
It is a banger. Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Chris.
What? Sure?
Yeah,
no,
I'm sure.
Don't question it.
Don't change your
I'm
mind,
going
no?
With Chris. Okay. I'm positive.
All right.
No, I'm not having that.
Here come the police.
No, it's not the police.
The Popo have been called, they're investigating you, and Oliver Dollar's going down with you.
No, he's not.
And
no,
Jimmy Jules. Jimmy
nothing,
Jules is off too.
There's nothing to worry about.
Going down.
We've done nothing wrong.
Mm. There will be some questioning.
We'll be released very quickly.
BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, Mark, on the M62. I'm really sorry for scaring you with that police siren there. I'll warn you next time. That'll make you look in all the mirrors, wouldn't it? Sorry if you're driving. That's Jax Jones and Ray, and you don't know me. I'm Scott Mills. This is BBC Radio 1. Tuesday, I've got Catfish and the Bottom End. Earlier, Alone in Atlantis, you used the Zara Larsson... Under your socks, border machine, and we buried it. Try it on Catfish in the Bottom End.
Oh, that's a tricky one.
Well, it hasn't got it on it. So.
I'll only do it once, though, because I think it might be a little bit annoying.
Yeah. Ray Strom of Black Beatles coming up. Hi, James, what's going on?
Hi, Scott. Yes, it's my 22nd birthday today, and as my girlfriend goes to university, I thought I'd stay at her place and be with her for my birthday. Only problem is, now she's at university at her lectures. And I'm just at her place, just alone and pretty bored. It's my birthday. What can I do?
Well, what you've got there is you're dating a diligent worker, aren't you?
I know, that's it.
You know what I mean? Like, I would have probably had the day off treating myself for that.
Yeah.
Boyfriend's arrived. Do you know what I mean?
Outrage.
Do you know what, though? I've got some of the biggest stars in the world to... I've gathered them together to wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, brilliant.
And this is going to really cheer your day up.
Just to set the scene, are you just sitting in her room?
I'm just in a room, just doing some work. Oh, mate.
On your 22nd birthday.
I know, pretty wild, eh?
Yeah.
What uni is it?
St. Andrews.
Yes. Right. Okay, what you need to do is find the student bar. Do you know what it is?
I have no idea where it is.
we'll find it for you. Hang on a minute. Can you call some friends, or is that why you called us? Because we're your friends.
You're my friends now. But no, my friends, they live down south of England.
I got you. Scotland, so. Oh, where do you live then?
I also live up in Scotland, but in Avonmore.
Oh, bless you for travelling all the way and then your girlfriend going to lectures. It's okay, though, because I've got the minions here for you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
I also made the call to Justin Bieber and he wants to say hi.
This one's for you. Happy birthday to you.
When he was about 13, actually.
It was, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. No voice breakage there.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you all.
We are 14-year-old Justin Bieber there wishing you a happy birthday. Katy Perry's also been on. She says,
happy birthday to you.
Yeah, and also fresh from her amazing performance at the Super Bowl, we recorded this in Houston just before she jumped off the stadium. It's Lady Gaga.
I'm Lady Gaga. And I would like to wish you a happy birthday.
James. Okay?
Wow.
Feel better?
Thank you so much. That's
James, take that. Enjoy the rest of the show. Then go check out the 18th hole at St. Andrews.
Is that
fantastic.
One?
Fantastic.
That's not one, Scott. I'll explain to you in the next song.
All right. Have a good birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And many more.
Yes, Scott Mills.
Okay, if the 18th hole's not one, what's the 19th? Is that one?
Well, no. Well, yeah, that is one. This takes some more explaining.
I was recently
at the 18th hole. There's a little pub next door.
Okay. What is that? The name of the pub?
Well, that, you are aware what I'm talking about. It's golf.
Yeah.
That's the hole that I'm referring to.
I don't understand what you're on about.
Okay. Well, you know, golf, you've got to putt the ball into a hole.
I know
that's
that.
The end result.
Of course,
yeah?
I know that.
Right, so there's a certain number of holes around. It's really weird explaining this to you. At St. Andrews, there's a whole load of holes.
I'm sorry, I've got screensaver face on. Ray Sherman and Black Beatles on Radio 1. Right, wow. I've got Emo and Kent Jones coming up and DJ Snake.
Have you not heard of the old course at St. Andrews? You've never heard of it?
No.
You've been to St. Andrews?
Yeah, though. I know it's famous for golf.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
I knew that. James Arthur's coming up as well. Right, try your voice changer, your Zara Larsson one that Lowell Atlantis lent you on this track, because it won't belong at all.
Maybe I don't act the way I used to, because I don't feel the same about you.
BBC Radio 1. Right, let's take a call. Hello, Scott.
Hi, Scott. How are we doing?
Oh, two Scots, yes. Match. Yep. Yeah, I'm good. What's going on?
Well, basically, I've got a friend / colleague, and he's been sort of trying to get on the dating scene for a little while, and he's trying out speed dating tonight.
Tonight?
Speed dating, yes.
Okay.
Yep. And basically, he's been sort of asking everyone's advice all day about what he should ask within his 4-minute window with each lady. And we thought that you guys would be ideal to ask.
Yeah, we're definitely the right people to call.
So
Thank you.
You get just 4 minutes with each girl, do you?
Exactly, yeah.
Well, has he been speed dating before, do you think?
No, this is the first time.
What's his name?
His name's Ben.
Where is he right now?
He's right next to me.
Oh, okay, right. So you work together, do you?
So what are you, life coach? What's going on?
Oh, I'm just trying to help him out.
Well, has it been a bit of dry patch lately, has it?
Yeah, you could say that.
Right, not had a date for a while.
No, you sound, for a while. But
are you the representative of said guy who's on date? Are you going to pass on the information? You're like the coach.
No.
Are you like, you know that character Hitch? You know the Will Smith one, her?
Yeah, I'll go with that, yeah.
Okay. Alright, so what do you want from us? Because Chris is all over this. What do you want? Some advice on what to say? What the questions or what?
Some good questions, yeah.
And things to say. Okay, is Ben... Yeah. Can I speak to Ben?
Yeah, no problem. I'll pass you over. Thanks, guys.
It's kind of weird.
Hi there, Scott.
Chris. Hello. Hello, Ben. You're right.
Yeah, not too bad.
Right, okay. So how do you feel about Scott like trying to set you up like this? I mean, he called us.
He sort of told me just as he sent it.
Okay. Mate, you're going to be fine. Don't worry.
Okay, right. Yeah. So you've got 4 minutes with each girl. Do you know how many girls there are?
I think there's 20.
Oh, yeah, going to be a busy evening. All right, Chris, what have you got for us?
Okay, first thing, stop thinking about questions you need to ask. That's not important. What I would do is do something different. Yeah. Every other bloke in there is going to be asking questions. I've just been reading this article about the importance of the eyes in the situation. So here's what I'm saying, controversial. And this is the first thing I would suggest, Scott. Tell me what you think. Don't say anything except for right at the start. Just tell them to look into your eyes and your eyes will tell them everything.
For 4 minutes?
For four minutes, right. Let's go with this. Then what you do is you let your imagination run wild, so to speak, and they'll just look into your eyes and be able to see... The idea is they'll be able to see everything through your eyes.
And fall in love with you.
See your thoughts, and then they'll fall in love with you.
Give them blue still.
Yeah, just stare them out.
Yeah, give them that sort of smouldering look.
But be thinking things as well. If you don't want to do that, another technique I've seen which is good, you've got to keep using the word we in every situation that you can. So as soon as they sit down, you could say, we're both very attractive. Or we're both looking great today.
Yeah.
Do you
always
know what I mean, Scott?
We. Always use we, okay? Yeah. Like a togetherness thing, yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, this could help me out in not just tonight, but for...
Yeah, me and Scott have got you here.
Yeah.
Also, it says in this article, it says, don't talk about work. You'd struggle with that, Scott, wouldn't you, actually? Because
really
that's your
would.
Biggest selling point.
I really... Oh, my God, you took my breath away. What do you mean it's my biggest selling point?
No, I just mean it's a cool job, isn't it, your one?
Oh, right, hot job is what you're saying.
Yeah, really hot job.
Okay. Nothing else going for you, actually.
You're one of those that would angle the whole conversation. You wouldn't... directly go, this is my job, wham, there it is in your face. It would be, you'd hint towards it, wouldn't it? It'd be like, what do you do as a job? Well, knowing that the question will come back.
Yeah. I mean, okay, that's the best thing about me. All right, so what else have you got? One more?
Okay, I've got one more technique, okay? So what I'm going to do, Scott, is I'm going to write a number on the back of this piece of paper you can't see. This works every time, guaranteed to impress them. Right, Scott, pick a number between 1 and 10.
7.
Exactly!
No way!
I don't know why. It just seems to always work.
Right,
so just
and then
go for that.
Do that, and then be like, because she'll say 7, and they'll be like, see, we're made for each other, yeah? No, it worked.
It just worked for me. Hang on a minute, yeah.
It just worked for me.
Pick the wrong number?
No, yeah, she won't. She won't.
They always go 7.
I picked 7 just then, right?
They always say 7.
So out of those, staring them out, using we... Yeah. A lot in the sentence, and also choosing a number between 1 and 10. Which one are you going to go for?
7.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Sure. Can you let us know how it goes tomorrow, please?
Yeah, of course.
Get in touch.
Yeah,
you'll probably be married by then. Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
Lots of people have been on about the landlord's name in The Jump. Yeah, they know what they're doing on The Jump this year. They're putting lots of innuendos in, just in the hope of getting on innuendo bingo. Same with Bake Off. Yeah. Had a brilliant one today with Adele Roberts. And hey, ladies and boys, Danny Mac off of Strictly Taking His Shirt Off is playing bingo on Thursday.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
His favourite exercise is a cross between a lunge and a crunch. It's called lunch. It's Charlie Slough.
Ow! Yeah! Who that?
Bam.
That was your best one so far. That was impressive, man.
Nah, not the best
one. That was the best one.
Nah. Real talk, it's been better.
What was better? Obviously, it wasn't better. You can't remember it.
Oh, no, the pressure's on. There was a really good one recently.
What was it?
Nah. Can't remember.
No.
Hello, Charles. Hello, Charlie Sloth.
How are you, Scott Mills?
Always,
are you well, my Don?
Always good. You know, you're always so fragrant.
Thanks, man. Mm.
It smells so good. Mm. I can smell you arriving.
So good. That's you want to eat me?
Well, do you
I
know
don't
what?
Want to eat you, it, but...
Scott could probably have you in his house, just stood there like a human candle. Couldn't he? Like
I thought you meant eating him and like turning him around on a spit.
I thought we'd moved on from the eating thing.
Slowly cooking.
We wanted to do that once, though, didn't we? We wanted to do a little video.
Yeah. What was that? I can't remember.
I can't remember why we would have done it, like what it would have been for.
What, me and the kebab?
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of was, yeah.
Yeah, that's awkward.
And an apple.
I probably would have declined politely through my agent.
Yeah.
And that may be why we didn't do it.
I think so. I think it got blocked. Talks fell down at the last minute.
Yeah.
All good in your hip-hop world?
Yeah, six going off.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's going off?
Just the music and the culture in general.
Is it never not going off?
It goes off more now than it did 6 months ago. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. In what way?
It's just growing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah.
And here's today's Real or No Real with Charlie Sloth. Are these real or are they made up?
A speeding taxi driver told police he failed to stop because of his passenger's flatulence.
Now, he's speeding there, which is bad.
Yeah.
And he didn't stop. And then he says to the police, I'm really sorry, the passenger was farting so bad that that's why I didn't stop. I mean, what a poor excuse.
It's a poor excuse. But also, why would it mean that you didn't stop?
Because he's trying to get the passenger out of the car as quick as he can so the car ain't stinking and he's got to go home and take the rest of the night off.
What are you saying? So he reaches his destination faster?
Yeah.
Well, that's very bad. You shouldn't speed.
You shouldn't speed.
How bad must it have been, though?
I mean, must have been bad.
First thing I would have said is, police, well, none of your windows were open.
It might have been a follow-through.
Sometimes, though, even opening the window doesn't really help, does it?
Yeah, it doesn't help. Sometimes it makes it worse because it makes it circulate around a car a bit more.
Well, it sort of blows it back in sometimes. Yeah.
Without going into too much detail, I did a gig.
Where's this going?
I did a gig on Sunday night and I got a DJ gig. Mm. I got driven there. Woke up to the absolute most rank smell either and realised it was myself.
Wow.
While I was asleep.
Whoa.
I think I woke myself up with it.
That is bad.
Unpleasant. Is this true? A taxi
unpleasant
driver...
Unpleasant for the person driving you more.
Well, he's used to it.
In fact, is he the man in question here?
I don't know.
Pulled over by the police?
No. I always just blame... See, the... I was near Heathrow Airport, so I couldn't blame the countryside, but normally I just blame the surrounding field.
I do that all the time.
Oh, it stinks around here. You can tell you're in the country.
Yeah.
You do that too, yeah?
All the time. Especially when there's someone new in the car. If it's just like, if it's people you're comfortable and familiar with, then it's like, yes, have a bit of that.
I've seen the cars that you roll around in, they're so big, you wouldn't even be able to smell it.
Yeah, oh my God, the Slough Bus, have you seen that yet?
I've seen it.
Oh my gosh.
I know, someone's doing well.
Mad thing.
Anyway, taxi driver failed to stop because of his passenger's flatulence. Charlie Sloth, real or no real?
I'm going to say a real one this one.
Chris Stark. No real.
That one is real.
Yes. A genuine excuse given to Bournemouth police by a speeding cabbie that they followed. He claimed that three of his fares had smelt so bad he could not stop the car.
Wow.
And next.
Lady Gaga became so fond of the dancing drones at her Super Bowl performance, she has decided to keep them as pets on her ranch in Houston.
That's the kind of thing you'd do.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
You'd have drones as pets.
I don't know. It's not really my thing.
It did. Look, did you see her performance, though?
I didn't see it.
Oh, mate, you need to watch it.
I didn't see it. Is it that good?
It's so good. Yes! I mean, it turns out it wasn't live after all, but she did. It looks like, and she did do it at some point, but not on the night. She literally jumps off the stadium and looks like she's falling into the crowd. It's amazing.
You can see the wires.
Yeah, you can see the wires, obviously.
Yeah.
And she did it before, though. She didn't do it on that night.
Yeah.
I hate it when you find out things like that. It's like, oh.
Spoils it.
So she was kind of suspended halfway in the air, and that's when the cameras went to her.
Yeah, you're right.
When you say dancing drones, are you talking about humans dressed up in robot costumes?
No.
Drones.
It was like actual drones.
Like drones.
Yeah,
flying
but
drones.
That's what I mean. You can't keep them as animals the same way, would you? I mean, that's they're not, you know, they're not pets.
No. I mean, you wouldn't get much from them, would you?
No.
In terms of love and affection.
You have them roaming around the ranch. There's literally no point.
But pop stars. So pop stars are weird and they would do that because rich.
I can't see Lady Gaga doing that, though.
Honestly, it was one of the best things I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah, the way she was dancing and still perfection in her voice as well.
I'm surprised you're
not
into the Super
Bowl.
Made
me realise how good she is again.
Why aren't you into the Super Bowl, Charlie?
It's not really my thing, to be honest.
I thought
it would be. American football, no.
I thought of that fried chicken or them ribs.
Yeah, for me, it's football and football only, to be honest. That's it. If we're talking about sports, football and that's it.
Not even for the food?
No. I do love American food, but, you know.
I know, I've seen you in that place down the road.
I don't love sport enough to get involved.
Got you. You don't need the sport. You can just have it at home.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't need an excuse to go to the Super Bowl to eat American food.
True.
I'm going to eat that anyway.
Real or no real?
My mouth's watering, man.
Lady Gaga is so fond of the dancing drones at her Super Bowl performance, she's now keeping them as pets. Chris Stark.
I think no real.
Charlie.
Before I answer, can I just ask you a very serious question? Yep. I've come in the studio today and there's loads of chocolate.
Not
in
the studio, it's outside of the studio.
I know we're not allowed to eat in the studio. No one is eating in the studio at the moment.
But I know, on the way in, you saw some chocolate. Yeah.
Yeah. Was that presented before me to see how long it would take before I eat?
It's not a test.
It's not a trap.
How suspicious you are.
It's not a trap.
I feel like a rat right now.
No.
And you've just lured me into a trap and I'm going to eat the chocolate and it's going to be poisoned with cyanide and I'm going to die.
Well, why would we do that? Please. Also, no, definitely not a trap. Right. You're not a rat. Well. Lady Gaga, real or no real?
I've said no real. What are you saying?
I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Yeah. Made up. But she did have 300 drones dancing in formation. It was incredible. And finally,
the US Secret Service has a code phrase for when Donald and Melania Trump are enjoying some alone time in the White House.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Love that.
Code word.
I can see this being true. And I can imagine what the code word is going to be already.
Is it fake news?
No. Hulk Hogan.
Why would it be that?
Come on. Two and two together.
Yeah.
Penny dropped.
Doing the math.
If the Oval Office is a rocking, don't come knocking.
Well, I guess they would have a code phrase for this type of thing. Because it could be awkward if the Secret Service or the security detail.
Well, you don't want Spicer walking in halfway through, do you?
It could be The Rock. Yeah. The Rock.
Also, have you seen all the pictures today of him in his dressing gown? All over Twitter.
Really?
Donald Trump in a dressing gown.
No, I've not seen that.
Sean Spicer, his man, was like, no, the president does not own a dressing gown. And now there's all these pictures from years ago of him in dressing gown.
Sean Spicer on a lot at the moment. A lot of people talking about Sean Spicer a lot of the time, it feels now.
Yeah.
Never heard of him before.
No. He's really coming to his own.
A code phrase. Well, I think a lot of people probably have this anyway. Do you have a code phrase, Scott, for this type of thing?
No.
Why would Scott have a code word? Have you got other people living in your house?
No, exactly.
I'm just opening the discussion.
Why do you think I'm doing it?
That's a bit weird. Have you got a code word in your house?
No, not really.
Have you got a word that you go and tell other people in your house?
There's no one else there.
It's like a no-entry moment.
Just trying to open up the discussion here.
I mean, I could always warn the neighbours.
Oh, gosh. excuse me, sir. I just want to let you know that me and my friend are adult residents.
I wouldn't tell them. I'd drop a note through the door.
A sort of rocky relationship with the neighbours at the moment, haven't you, though, Scott?
Don't. So what's going on with that?
Don't even start.
Oh, what's going on with that?
No, just some building works.
There's nothing worse than a horrible neighbour.
Well, no, they're not horrible.
But they're partying too much.
They're partying too much.
No, they're not partying. It's just a small dispute. It'll be fine.
Small dispute over
what?
And I will win.
What's it over?
I can't tell you.
Scott's lawyering up.
I can't tell you. Donald and Manali. Yeah! It's fine.
Oh, gosh. Was you getting involved in too much adult wrestling and they got upset?
I hope they listen.
You never gave them a code word, did you?
It's absolutely fine. It's very amicable.
You didn't give them a code word and they're upset.
Do you know what? Scott's going to be on Celebrity Bad Neighbours.
Here's the thing. Okay. Shall I tell you what it is? They want to build a wall and I'm making them pay for it.
Oh, really? Where's this wall going to be?
Let's leave this now.
That's important.
No, let's leave it. It's actually very amicable. I'm joking.
Yeah.
Really?
Donald and Melania.
He's not joking, is he? Please.
Can't even say her name. Melania Trump are enjoying some alone time in the White House. There is a code phrase. Real or no real? Chris Stark.
I love this idea. I'm going to go real.
Yeah, this Charlie. Is definitely real.
That one is real.
True. The Secret Service have code names for both POTUS and FLOTUS. And Poflo and a code phrase for when they cannot be disturbed. The previous code phrase, I love things like this, for the Obamas was the Bosnian problem.
Wow.
Then you know not to disturb.
Wow.
That's a good fact, right? Tell your mates down
that's
the pub.
That's real, you got that right. That's an incredible fact.
The Bosnian problem. Oh, okay. I'll leave it for a bit. At the end of that round of real or no real?
I got 20. Charlie, you won. You got 30. You got them all right.
There you go.
Charlie Sloth is on One Extra at 4 o'clock. What's on today?
Ironically, I am going to be on the phone today to the man in question. Donald Trump.
Oh. Every
on
week.
The phone live.
This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Those are Tuesday's best bits. We're back tomorrow, as always, 1 till 4 on BBC Radio 1.